From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hillzone Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports in Politico that Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and her Democratic primary challenger, New York City Council member Kumani Williams, held a 45-minute debate without fireworks, hosted by a coalition of liberal groups in Westchester County, July 26. They mostly agreed and criticized Donald Trump, but Hochul's past opposition for driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants was almost a point of friction. Williams said, and I quote, "I have always supported giving driver's licenses to our immigrants." Williams said, without making it clear, that Hochul was a loud voice as Erie County Clerk in 2007 against then-Governor Elliot Spitzer's plan to provide licenses to undocumented immigrants, and I quote, "I have always supported giving driver's licenses to our immigrants. It's appalling that some people who would turn over people who applied for this to ICE," end quote. Hochul said she currently supports giving driver's licenses again without a mention of her past views. While Hochul has recently released an internet advertisement attacking Williams for old comments with less than full-throated support for pro-choice views, she did not attack Williams directly on the issue in person. As close as she got was, and I quote, "I don't want a single man, a boyfriend, a husband, or a stranger telling me what to do with my body or my daughter's body," end quote. Read the full story in Politico. Paul Brooks is reporting in the Times-Herald Record that the two-week-old controversy over criticism of the 2006 album put out by 19th Congressional Democrat candidate Antonio Delgado won't go away. SUNY Newplatz professor Gerald Benjamin has apologized to Delgado over his comments in a New York Times story about the kerfuffle. He said, and I quote, "He graciously accepted and agreed," end quote. Benjamin wrote, reporting the meeting will take place after the November election, and I quote, "I continue to agonize about the remarks that I made to the New York Times reporter regarding Congressman Faso's divisive use of race in our local election for Congress. It's largely irrelevant. I now think that I had no racist intent, but my commentary is reasonably read as racist," end quote. In the New York Times story, Benjamin was quoted saying, and I quote, "People like us, people in rural New York, we are not people who respond to this part of American culture," end quote. On July 26, the staff of his think tank at Benjamin Center at SUNY Newplatz released their own email statement saying in part that, and I quote, "White people must commit to undoing racism for real progress to be made," end quote. Delgado declined to comment for the story, but Faso doubled down July 26 on his criticism of the hip-hop album. He said, and I quote, "Mr. Delgado's words are offensive, troubling, and inconsistent with the views of the people of the 19th District and America. Moreover, he makes broad-brush attacks on capitalism and free enterprise, and he makes derogatory terms about women and law enforcement. It's his responsibility as a candidate to answer for the controversial views he expressed in his words and whether he continues to hold those views today," end quote. Delgado has previously said, and I quote, "My decision to pursue a career in hip-hop was consistent with hip-hop's long and rich history of addressing the social and racial issues that plague America. If you listen to the content of the lyrics, my mission is clear," end quote. Read the full story in the Times-Herald. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that leaders of the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency warned that the Trash Authority, the group is currently forming with Greene and Sullivan counties, does not have a disposal plan in place. The agency is set to tour a Dutchess County burn plant August 22nd, but agency officials don't know if forming a multi-county trash authority would prevent the use of that facility. Board member Brian Devine said, and I quote, "If Gus, Green Ulster Sullivan, were to happen, and if this burn plant option was viable, would Gus then help that situation or hurt that situation?" End quote. Recourse Recovery Agency Executive Director Tim Rose said the three counties would produce too much solid waste for the burn plant, and Ulster County alone would not have enough waste to use the plant. Ulster has 100,000 tons of waste per year for a burn facility, and with Greene and Sullivan counties, it would be about 240,000 tons. The Ulster County Agency currently uses the Seneca Meadows landfill in central New York, which is expected to close in 6 years. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Carrie Miller of Columbia Green Media runs down who is running for the Greene County Legislature in November. In Catskill, Joseph Koloski, a Catskill Village trustee, and Christopher Hamilton are the Democrats running. Republican incumbents Michael Bullich, Linda Overbach, and Matt Lovera are seeking re-election, and Jack Keller is running for the seat Democrat incumbent Kevin Lennon is giving up. In Coxsackie, incumbent legislators Charles Martinez and Thomas Hobart, both Republicans, are seeking re-election. In Athens, Democrat Lee Palamatier is not running to keep his seat, and Democrat Michael Perrone is running for his seat against Republican Ed Bloomer. In Greenville, Republican Kevin Lewis is not running again, and Republican Greenville Town Councilman Greg Davis is seeking his seat. Incumbent first-term New Baltimore legislator Pat Linger will be running against Democrat Ed Eckel. Incumbent first-term New Baltimore legislator Pat Linger will be running against Democrat Jim Eckel. Democrat Lon Torgensen is running to retain her seat, representing Wyndham, Ashland, Jewett, and Prattsville against Republican Jim Thorington. In Cairo, incumbents William Lawrence, a Republican, and Harry Lennon, a Democrat, are running again. In Durham, Adrian O'Connor Jr. is not seeking re-election because he is running for the State Assembly in the 102nd District. Patty Handel is running for the seat on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence ticket. Republicans do not have candidates for Hunter, Lexington, or Halcott. Hunter legislator Larry Gardner is asking voters for another term. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.